sexy, spooky bones.
Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. And I'm Rolando.
Merry Christmas! And I'm a horror. I'm John.
It's horror Johnny. And welcome to our annual Christmas special. This week, we're reviewing Gremlins. As always, John will give us a plot in five words, give our first thoughts, and then we go to a deep spoiler analysis. Last episode of the year, John, we made it. 2025 is going to be done soon, in a week or so, whenever this gets released. And then,
it's only been 1 year into this presidency. Yay!
It's felt like 100. But I think this was our best year yet. So if you're just starting out with us, start with the first episode of 2025, which was no, don't start with those. they're good. It's just rough. We're learning on the job. So just Smile 2 was our first movie of last year, and you can start there, and then that will lead you all the way to this episode, if you so incline. If you don't want to spend some time away from your family, or you have those weird down period between after Christmas and New Year's Eve, you could just listen to our episodes. And you could do that.
If you're insanely depressed, hey, maybe you don't have any friends. You can pretend we're your friends. And then you can decide whether friends are worth it or not after hearing our conversations.
It would be like Friends with Benefits, because we talk about movies with them.
Yeah. And then you could be like, you know what? I don't need anybody, actually. I can just listen to these silky, smooth, sexy voices.
And they can listen to our show, too.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And find us on all the podcasts of your choice, Pornhub, YouPorn, other sites.
I'm really curious about where you porn, Josh.
Brazzers.
But as always, this is quickly moving on. Make sure you're following us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your podcatcher of choice. Gremlins. We're going to talk about Gremlins, John.
Yes, we are.
Do you want to give us the plot in five words?
Johnny.
Five words.
Plot summary.
Drum roll, please.
Coming in at number three for Gremlins. Nothing about 90s rock band.
Nothing about 90s rock band?
Yeah, the band Mogwai does not make an appearance in this. I keep hearing it thrown around.
Amazing, yes. Yeah.
Coming in at number two for Gremlins. Little Green Guys Go Grinchin'.
Little Green Guys Go Grinchin'. Very true.
And coming in at number one for Gremlins, poor pup gets immediately replaced.
Right?
I never realized that. It's just like,
he's just a good boy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this dog doesn't like this woman. That's about it.
He's just being a good guy. Good little boy. Yeah, and he gets replaced. So right off the bat, we're going to say Gremlins classic. Joe Dante, written by Christopher Columbus. They've all gone on to have amazing long careers, each of them.
The writer discovered America, I think.
Yes. And Harry Potter. He directed the first two Harry Potter movies. Oh, the best ones, some would say. And the classic Home Alone 1 and 2. But this isn't a Chris Columbus retrospective. We're talking about Gremlins. What could we say about this classic? Is this a Christmas movie?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
I would agree with that.
You know what else is a Christmas movie by proxy? Long Legs.
Was it said during Christmas?
Something like that. Yeah, I think so.
It just seemed really wintry. I'm having We never did a proper review of that movie, you and I, did we? We think we both watched it, but I don't think we like.
I guess we didn't. That's strange. Yeah, that's
that is weird. Strange. We're in a weird year, whatever that was. But yes, Gremlins, produced also by Steven Spielberg. So Joe Dante.
Fun trivia, just to throw it out there. Not about Gremlins. Just I think people would find this fascinating.
Okay.
The singing voice of Aladdin from the hit Disney cartoon movie Aladdin, who was the guy that did, you know, like the Broadway stuff and all that, is the showrunner and guy that brought you it, Welcome to Derry.
Oh.
Pretty amazing. Which
we might be talking about really, really soon. Watch the feed, the podcast feed.
Watch the feed. We... thread every 10 seconds, I think. So that might be a lie.
Yeah. Yeah. So, from what I recall, the inception of this movie is Joe Dante wrote this as an example of how he could write. And apparently, Steven Spielberg loved it so much. He's like, okay, we're going to make this into a movie. And that's kind of like how this sort of movie got kicked off, and it has, I was surprised how stacked this cast was. This is like the most 80s, super who's who 80s cast, you know, very young Phoebe Cates, Judd Reinhold's in this. Zach Gilligan didn't really have much of a career after the 80s, but he popped in a lot of stuff too. So
yeah,
very good.
Hoyt Axton, right, plays the dad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's pretty cool. If you guys have ever heard Joy to the World by Three Dog Night, he wrote that.
Corey Feldman. One of Joe Dante's sort of constant rotation of character actors he's seen in his movie, Dick Miller is also Dick in Miller, this movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Amazing. Dick Miller's literally like in every single one of his movies, I believe.
Including a movie we reviewed not that long ago called Piranha.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Can't recommend it, but he's in it.
I think he didn't. He make that, Joe Dante.
Yeah, am
I
crazy? That's why
he did directed it. Yeah.
Same people that were involved with making the Gremlins in this too, I think.
Yeah. I think this movie is. It's hard to kind of quantify because I feel like every. Since I could, far as back as I can remember, my memory goes, this movie has always been around. Like, I've always seen it. I've always known it and seen it. Is there anything you saw this time that was different, would you say, that caught you? Aside from the dog, you mentioned the dog already, but like, is there anything else that maybe hit you differently now?
I think because now I'm paying more attention to, like, the actual... the relationship between the neighbors and all that stuff, I'm starting to appreciate it a little more. Like growing up, I don't think I really cared about any of that. I just wanted to see when the gremlins were getting, you know, weird and gross. I did not realize that the only sort of main cast black guy is the first guy to die in the movie. I don't know if did you notice that?
Yeah, the teacher?
Like, oh, yeah. And then yeah. I think only one other person dies, right? I think.
Right, yeah.
But another thing that struck me was I didn't realize that people that did the voices, we all know that Howie Mandel did Gizmo. Michael Winslow did one of them.
Oh, Michael Winslow.
And so did Peter Cullen.
Nice, yeah.
Who, you know, famously Optimus Prime.
was he the streaker one? The flasher? Is that the gremlin?
It doesn't actually say. It just says Mogwai / Gremlins. Like, I think...
Okay, yeah. Okay.
That would be all funny. Right. He's, yeah. But... Dude. Other than that, what else? For some reason, I always forget how the movie ends and how the next one
begins. Yes, yes, that is also, there's three observations I made, and that was one of them. That I don't remember it ending that way at all. Because especially with the way the second one starts, right?
Yes.
So it's like, maybe I should revisit the second one.
Of like, that's right. Somebody passes away. They're going to demolish that building. And then something escapes and runs away and finds our main guy.
Man, I don't even remember that piece of information. I just remember him showing up to the job in New York or whatever. And then having to new batch it up or whatever. So
yeah, I mean, I think that's funny. I think like that's how we just remember these movies, that it just starts with like,
right, yeah, I guess
he was a part of the family. Oh, got him wet. My bad.
We just, yeah, yeah. That's very odd.
But I do also, I don't know why, I always forget the little details. In my head, it's always that they're fucking stupid or like they just are irresponsible. I'm like, why would they feed him after midnight? That was one of the rules. Why did they get him wet? But it was never intentional.
Yeah. Well, except for the feeding, right? Because they tricked him into, he was already,
The gremlins or the mogwais tricked him, yeah.
They tricked him, yeah. And the water wasn't. That was an accident.
Total accident. But, yeah.
First observation, I think since this is a Steven Spielberg produced movie, there's an Asian kid with a baseball hat in the beginning of this movie, and it made me really think of Short Round.
Rebellious, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the beginning of this movie at all. I don't like the narration. I don't like... It actually ties at the end, which I think is like really weird because it kind of makes you think that this is the father's story. That's usually how narration works, right?
Yeah, but he's like missing for like most of the movie.
And yeah, because I mean, it's basically about the son and I don't know, his life. It kind of takes a turn for that.
Yeah.
I kind of find all that like Chinatown stuff being like kind of painfully very like... stereotypical.
Yeah.
You know, it is very kind of like broad generalizations of that.
Yeah. When I was watching it, I was like, you know, because Americans just don't understand other cultures. So everything in this Chinese shop is weird.
Yeah, exactly.
They only have weird things. What are these? They look like little sticks. You eat with these? I'm like,
I'm a walrus.
Look at my ears.
But the other observation I had was less of an observation, more of a thought. Like, I think it's interesting that the gremlins take on the behavior of humans, but it's so heightened, right? It's excessive. It's sort of gluttonous. It's, you know, they're smoking, they're drinking, they're eating, they're fighting, they're killing each other. It's just sort of like this ramped up, personalities that people take, you know, some people do, which is sort of up to 100.
And they know pop culture references already.
Right. Yeah.
So it's something I didn't realize, because the second one is pretty heavy handed with it. But I didn't realize how much of this is making fun of commercialism, too.
And capitalism. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, shit. OK, the whole movie's like this.
Yeah, I think that's part of the intent of turning the gremlins that way, is that they're trying to make, like you said, a comment on like how you can even say like a new kind of like thing enters our culture, like say Eastern culture, right? Because the Mogwais are from, we can assume they're from like Asia. I don't know, China or whatever the fuck, right? It's what they said, they're in Chinatown. So then they kind of assimilate into our culture, and they kind of just take all the bad stuff, right? They take like all the bad things, all the excessive, all the gluttonous stuff that's there. And I thought that was like a interesting reflection of that in the movie, besides like all the sort of fun. And to whatever reason, that like kind of like big idea finally kind of, I don't know, it just dawned on me this time that what they were trying to do. But do you have any other observations or anything before we talk more about this movie in specifics?
No, my biggest question though for the movie, which I didn't really realize until watching it this time around, which I gotta say, like, it's gotta be like in the bare minimum, like in the 20th of times I've seen this movie, you know, I've probably seen the second one more because I actually really enjoy the second one. What happened to Judge Reinhold?
Yeah, he just sort of disappears, huh? He just asses out Phoebe Cates very scummily and then disappears.
Yeah. Talks a lot of shit to, what's his name? Zach Galligan. And like
Billy. Just, yeah. Just disappears.
Yeah. I thought I was like, oh, maybe Judge Reinhold gets gotten this one and I don't remember, but like, no.
No, he just sort of, yeah, that's it.
And this time around, I actually feel bad for the neighbor that's a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The
actually, like, because I was like, oh, yeah, she sucks. But then, like, when she's getting, you know, terrorized by the gremlins, I was like, oh, that sucks. That's not. I feel bad for her now.
I like how we're older. We're empathizing with all these yeah. older, sad characters. We're not. But you're right. Like when I was younger, it was like, yeah, Team Gremlin. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, that's not a way to go. That's horrible.
When I had hair, I wanted a white streak in it. You know, like yeah. sort of like my.
But that's because of Rogue. You wanted to be like Rogue from.
To be like Rogue. Yes. Because yeah. I had a very Southern accent.
Yeah.
And I love gloves. Yeah.
A really tight green outfit.
Really tight green outfit. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I didn't remember. What's the character name? What's Dick Miller's character? Mr. Futterman. What was his job again? Because I was like, oh, I didn't realize that's what he did.
Oh, I don't remember. I didn't hear.
And then he's like really drunk, and somebody's upset with him at a bar, and then Phoebe Cates talks to him, and he's like talking to her. And then Billy shows up and he's like, Billy, like he's just such a sweet guy. yeah. Anyway, it's just the only reason I bring that up is because he like him and his wife go and visit Billy in New York in the second movie.
That's right. Yeah.
And every time I watch it, I got to remind myself they're the neighbors. They're friends of Billy. They're not his parents.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you're right about that. Yeah,
not related to Phoebe Cates or Billy.
Because the mom shows up in the second one, but I don't remember the dad being there.
I don't remember him being there either. Yeah. And what's his name? No. Oh, anyway, I forgot what I lost my train of thought there. But yeah, they're just like friends of Billy. Like Billy befriended an older couple to a point that they go and visit him in not even New York, right? Was it New York? It was New York. Yeah.
It was New York. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, oh man, they flew out from the suburbs of Chicago to go visit Billy. <I'm> like, okay, cool.
I guess that's white small town culture. I don't know.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, they're sweet people. And I think if it wasn't for them, they wouldn't have won the day in the second one. But anyway, we're talking about this movie, the first one.
Yeah.
And I don't know why Gizmo riding the little pink Corvette gave me life. I'm like, I always forget. But he does it. It's like that. And then at one point, the gremlins are like just messing with all the toys in like a Billy's dad's like workshop area.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them's playing like a little arcade machine. I'm like, that little arcade machine works and it's got to be like palm size.
Like, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it work? Because apparently he makes it work and then the pieces break down. That's sort of the criticism of his.
Oh, yeah. He's like almost a really good inventor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though the travel buddy, I'm like, that seems really inconvenient. I think I'd rather just have a plastic pouch with my stuff in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Didn't even work. Why would you want toothpaste? So accessible. I don't know. Ditch me.
Because it's got to be like, what was his name in Goonies?
Data?
I was going to say Data, right?
Data, but then yeah.
I'm like always like, no, that's the guy from Star Trek.
yeah.
It's the next generation guy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, yeah. But, you know, you got to have something that squirts out something from a box.
This is, yeah, okay. Yeah, I think the designs of these gremlins are so cool. Like, I know that's probably, like, not terribly, you know, insight, but like these, they're all very kind of unique. And for him to, Joe Dante kind of create each one kind of uniquely, give them each one like a personality, I think is super creative. Like,
I had one criticism.
Okay.
Right after Gizmo births the other Mogwais off his back.
Mm-hmm.
it's, I think cause they're looking at him, but Billy's like, oh, Gizmo, oh, are you okay? And they had like a long shot on him. And I didn't realize that that was supposed to be Gizmo. I thought it was another Mogwai. Cause it was like the most, sort of like a mother that just gave birth, or maybe like a guy that's been on like a 10 day bender, like so droopy and like distraught and like sad and angry. I was like, what Mogwai is this? I'm like, that's Gizmo.
Yeah. Actually, when that scene happened, I did have a hard time, recognizing which one was Gizmo.
Yeah. They also very, like, because their little beak mouths or like their walnut mouths.
So are they all asexual then? Is that the idea? There's no, they're all males, right?
Well, there except was a for, female one in this one.
But I, there was?
Yeah.
But I think it's just I've always thought that they were all males, and then that was like crossdresser. It was just like.
It's also, they probably are asexual, and I don't think they're male. They don't have genitals.
Oh, you looked, huh?
Yeah, perv. I totally no. did. I'm yeah. like, it's going to be the first thing I look at. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's immediately where my eyes go. What are
pause,
you?
Pause, magnifying glass. Internet, Google, sleuthing. And there are a lot of gremlins with genitals on the internet, but they're not associated with
the yeah, I did, yeah.
After right? a couple of days of extensive research, I've learned.
Safe search, guys. Safe search, yeah.
Use a VPN. So,
which is why this is why I think they were birthed the way they're birthed, right? It's because off his back and stuff. It's not like through a traditional method of having, you know, a uterus or something.
Which I've had a thought, and I'm wondering if this is, there is a new Gremlins movie that's coming out,
yeah,
soonish, right? I think
it should be out. We should be hearing more about it next year, yeah, for sure.
Because I've always wondered, especially with this movie now really sitting there and thinking about it, if these things are aware of how they procreate, what, I mean, it's lucky that it was during the winter, right? So everything's frozen over, but snow, I don't know why it didn't affect them. I guess it needs to be completely liquid water. If they're thrown in like a tropical climate, it's like game over for the earth, right? I think that's the idea.
Well, which was it this? Oh my God. Was it this movie or the other movie where they fell into the pool and they birthed all those gremlins?
It was this one. And then the second one, they, somebody tries to like set them on fire and it, or like they set a fire and the sprinklers go off.
Right. Okay.
Maybe they fall in a pool in the second one too. This one, I know one of them, well, at the end, one of them deliberately jumps into a water fountain.
Hmm. So yeah, they just, I don't know why we're saying, I don't know if this is, but like, cause like Gizmo seems like the nice one. All the rest of them are just like bad copies of him. Is that
yeah,
the,
they're like evil inception? For some reason. Yeah.
Yeah. Like why are all of them evil? You think some of them would be good?
Well, I'm also wondering if like there's like one evil one and that's the kind of like the alpha or whatever, and just makes the others do whatever. Cause some of them just look like idiots, and some like one wanted to just party. Right.
You're right. Yeah.
Like the first gremlin you see die. Cause the mom, Billy's mom, like fucking murders like four of them in like a 3 minute span. And I never remember that part. I'm like, damn, she's like,
it's a horror movie. Like, yeah. It's a true horror movie at that point.
Like one of them is just eating the mix from like a cake she's making or making gingerbread cookies or something.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And she just puts them in the blender. And then the next one, she like stabs one.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, okay. She blows one up in the microwave. And I'm telling you, like, this all happens in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
She's like, I kill rats and cockroaches. I'm going to fucking kill these things.
Yeah.
These little dragon guys. I'm also realizing that the design is very, like, it's supposed to be Eastern, right?
Oh, yeah. The actual gremlin.
Yeah,
design.
They're very Eastern mythology sort of looking things.
What was I going to say? Because Gizmo, I feel like he gives a foreshadowing look like, oh no, there's more of them now. I know what's going to happen. Right? Like he kind of gives like after he gets the water spilled on him and all the other, whatever, Mogwai's birth. He gives like they have a cut to Gizmo and he's like, oh no, it's going to be bad. And they all kind of, I don't know. That's like a weird, I don't know. It's just, I guess what I'm getting at is like, I want to understand more of like how that works, you know, like how is it only like Gizmo that's like good or whatever, for lack of a better word. And then the rest are just like awful.
Cause I'm starting, this movie made me realize we have no earthly clue how old Gizmo is.
Yes. Yeah.
And I started to think, I'm like, I think this Mogwai is like ancient.
That's safe to say, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting. But yes. I was going to say, do we go into spoilers? I don't know.
We can go into spoilers. You want to go to spoilers?
Wait! No, no, no. Stop. Stop. Stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Stop. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into
spoilers. Gizmo's asexual. No.
I was going to say, BBK's dad died.
There's an action figure.
There's an action figure, yeah. Yeah.
BBK's dad immediately broke his neck in a fireplace, and they didn't know until they lit the fireplace. I kept thinking, like, everybody wants the weird girl every time she got hit on.
Everybody wants the weird girl. Yeah, I mean.
Everybody wants the weird depressed girl.
Yeah.
I think ultimately Gizmo saves the day.
Yeah.
Because Billy's bad at blocking arrows. I wanted to see the gremlin reload the crossbow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they cleverly did that off screen real quick.
Yeah. It's true. I like that he gets his confidence here. Because I know for sure in the second one, he like turns into Rambo.
Yeah, he
whatever.
Bad.
Super bad. Rambo. He's had enough. First blood. And then this one, he also kind of is like, oh, I've had enough. I'm going to fight him back. Like, I'm going to stick up for myself because they've been, I don't know, bullying him or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they fight back.
Which I didn't realize, like, they never try to kill Gizmo. They just torture him.
Yeah, which is weird, right? Yeah. You would think they would, or they don't care about him because he's so like passive.
I kind of wish that the mythos included only Gizmo can birth more.
Yeah.
But I guess it would make more sense that, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm surprised like the world hasn't been taken over by them, but the one thing Dante and Spielberg give Eastern culture is like they understand how to contain what they do.
Yeah, exactly. Then you have like the big climactic sequence at the theater, right? Where they're watching Snow White and they're singing along and stuff, which is super funny.
Like they know all the words. Yeah.
One of the most vivid memories I remember is like, just that bar scene, real quick, just go back a little bit. Just that bar scene where she's like pouring them all beer. It's like, why is she pouring them beer? Like, why is she there? Just, I didn't understand the.
I was there too. And then I realized, like, oh, I think they're fucking making her do that. Like, I think she's trying to get out of it, but she can't.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I don't know why I had a memory of Billy saying, just keep them there. But that never happened. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And they all go watch a screening of Snow White, which I think is super funny. And they start singing and they know all the music. It's just like, I don't know. Is it because they're like, you think they're like hyper intelligent or Like the way they've completely assimilate to our culture, you know.
But then they're also like predators of some sort.
Hmm. Yeah. Are they? They never really hunt or fight. There's just so many of them that they're just like.
Well, they that's what I'm saying. They do kill a couple people just for fun.
That's true. Yeah.
And then that last one, Spike, right, is like bent on world domination or something. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. He's the alpha. He's the leader.
Which I didn't realize the second movie actually ends the same way this one does.
Oh yeah, it does. Yeah.
With the most intelligent one trying to be the ringleader.
Hmm. What was I going to say? This movie would pair really well with The Wolf of Wall Street.
I was going to say with a nice, nice red.
Wine? Yeah. You're a wine guy now?
Really well with a nice red.
Tell me, please tell me about you connoisseur of wines now.
I know it seems very basic, but like a nice cab. Maybe Yellowtail or Josh. Yeah.
I don't know what any of those are, but I believe you.
They're very affordable, let's put it that way.
Very affordable ones. Okay, well, Wolf, that's my recommendation. Pair well with Wolf of Wall Street and some red wine.
Nice cab and some gingerbread cookies.
Gingerbread
cookies. Yeah, like Billy's mom makes.
Wow, that's good. We should do more food recommendations. I think we should. There's a lot of mileage we can get out of this with the movies. Like Keeper, we could have said chocolate cake. Or spoilers for Keeper. But it's, yeah, if you haven't seen that movie.
Or mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Alrighty. Classic movie. Do you have any other thoughts before you rate the movie?
No.
Alrighty. John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
Don't do that. Just rate the movie. I'm gonna give Gremlins 9 sexy spooky bones.
What's your one hesitance then? If it's not a perfect movie,
it's not Evil Dead 2.
That's the bar. Evil Dead 2 is your perfect movie. I'm gonna say this is a 10. I think this is a great movie. It's a perfect movie. I honestly wasn't bored. I think the only thing is like I've seen it too much. Maybe like it's kind of like, you know. Not much. I feel like I'm not watching it this time. I didn't get much from it aside from more out of it. Yeah. Than I've ever have before. Aside from the parallels between our culture and they sort of commenting on our culture at the time.
You know, the other thing is, and I know this is a very unpopular opinion, but I really, really love the second one.
I think that's kind of what everybody feels because it's, the second one has, I think Joe Dante loves Warner Brothers animation, you know, Chuck Jones, Bugs Bunny, Looney Tunes. And it's a Looney Tunes movie with that Looney Tunes movies has nothing to do with. Like it's completely out there. And that's, you know, and it's completely like unhinged, but like in a fun, crazy way. So, and it's right. It's basically this movie again. But done just, and just done wildly. Yeah. Yeah, as a Looney Tunes
on steroids,
movie.
Steroids, yeah.
I think a lot of people have come around to it. I don't think it was very popular when it came out, the second one, but this is de facto, I think, the one everyone can like, oh yeah, I love Gremlins. I love it. Yeah, I've seen this one.
And also, What's His Face comes out, right? Don't they make fun of, was it Siskel and Ebert or was it What's His Face that?
I think that was the second one.
Who was the other famous movie critic?
Gene Siskel?
No, the not either of those guys.
There's the guy with the big mustache, the glasses. Yeah. I don't know his name. I never liked him. I never took his opinion seriously. To be honest. It stinks. Jay Sherman. I don't know why I know that guy, but not the actual real guy. Yes. The critic, a fake critic show. I don't know. Roger Ebert. Criticism died when Roger Ebert died. There, that's the hill I'm dying on.
Both guys that said Dumb and Dumber is not a good movie, but they both enjoyed it.
Exactly.
But they really appreciate that. They're like, we can't say this is a good movie, but we both laughed our asses off.
You know what, Roger? Oh, man, I'm going to start feeling really sad if we start talking about Roger Ebert. Man, yeah. We lost the giant. Yeah. That was, like, a million years ago already. But, yeah, I mean, I still go back and read his stuff. His stuff's amazing. One of the best film writers out there. Never compromised his opinion for to have access to celebrities or publicity. He just wrote what he thought.
Yeah. I wish that would come back. But...
Okay, yeah. I wish somehow...
I don't think we need Timothy Chalamet in any movies anymore, to be honest.
Yeah. Alrighty. That's it, John. Another successful Christmas. We've unwrapped all the presents and gone through our stockings and we've watered ourselves. And we've baked the cookies. What else can we do?
Stuck our stuff or stockings.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. Good content to end the show. But, Merry Christmas, everybody. All right, guys, gals, non-binary pals. Thank you for listening. And as always,
ho, ho, ho. Stay spooky.